I'm feeling shitty, so I'm just gonna read some of my poems now, because whatever. Here's one that I wrote a few days ago. It doesn't have a title, but it goes like this. From my sleep, I awoke, heart racing, breath short. Images unseen before, feelings left better. Feelings better left alone. Opening my eyes, I realized all of me that I criticized. Alone with myself in my bed, wishing that I could be dead. That was kind of cheesy. I feel like that one used some sort of strange rhyming that seemed very cheesy. But I have another one here. It goes, it doesn't have a title. It goes, the emptiness calls, darkness yearning, breathing fire and burning my soul to ash. Flaming winds caress the mountains of my mind. Irreparable am I. I have this other one that goes, broken, bruised, endlessly spinning, dreaming, dreading, never believing. And then I have this other one that I wrote a few days ago. A little bit longer than the other ones, and it goes, this one has a title. It's kind of a cheesy title. It's called Frozen. And it goes, there I was, motionless, yet my body was spiraling inwards into a deep, dark abyss, disconnected from everything I had ever been, hoping endlessly that it would end. And these are the poems that they're kind of poems. They're poems. It's just poems, I guess. Those are the poems that I've been writing lately. But I would also like to share with you some other poems that I've written. Just because, whatever, right? I would like to share. Let's see which one I'm going to share with you. I have a lot of them, so, and they're scattered, so I don't really know, like, where exactly, what? Oh, I just ran into something that I wrote, like, many years ago, and it was just ridiculous. It was just about this, wait, what? Okay, look at this. Somewhere better than the world where teardrops somewhere better than the world where teardrops fall and paperclips pierce skin and kisses are for pity. That's a little good, you know. I wasn't very good at writing at this age because I didn't have experience with writing, and obviously, it's not like I took a college course in writing, you know, but it doesn't matter, it's fine. I'm just going through this, but I want to find a poem that I want to read for you. This is a different journal. I've had many journals. Okay. What? I'm just looking at some shit that was just like, what the fuck? Anyways, I'm trying to find the poem, but it's kind of... Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh shit. What the fuck? What? Okay. What? I'm finding some very strange stuff that I hadn't discovered earlier, and I'm just fucking reading it. What the fuck is this shit? Oh, it's a fucking fan fiction, but it's about Death Note, you know, the manga anime Death Note. Yeah. Don't watch the Netflix movie, watch the live action Death Note. But anyhow, oh my god. Yeah. I discovered something that's really crazy, by the way. What? Oh my god! What the fuck is this shit? Oh man, this is fucking prime. Oh, okay. This is some serious fucking shit, okay. Are you ready? Okay. I don't know how to... I'm not gonna worry about properly reading this. I'm just gonna worry about reading it, and that's it, you know. I'm not gonna worry about acting right now. Okay. Walking down the street, I feel like a crazy psychopath. Maybe that's what I am. A crazy psychopath. Life was meant to be peaceful, not like I have it. And when I get to the park, I sit on a bench. The bench I always sit on when I visit at night. This is the bench where bad things happen. I can't say it's things. I can't say it's a thing. You will soon see. Soon see how I take my razor blade out of my bag, and how I lift up the sleeve of my right arm, and how I press down on my skin with that blade. How there are tiny rivers of flowing blood all over my arm. How they are so beautiful and delicate and fragile that I'm too scared to look away because something might happen. This is the part where I think about everything. Where I think about the problems we face in the world. The problems we face. Reality. Whether or not this is real. Whether or not I'm real. Death. Whether I want to die or not. How will I die? Will I die by my own hands? Will I commit suicide? How will my plans go about? All of this scares me. It scares me so much. Part two. Wait, is this really part two? Yeah. No, wait. Nope. This is part two of Spaghetti for Dinner. I wrote something else called Spaghetti for Dinner. Here we go. I always pretend to eat a lot in front of my grandparents, because I have to, or else they worry about me. I always pretend to socialize in school, because I have to, or else the teachers will worry about me. I always have to pretend to be something that I'm not. I always have to pretend to do things I don't want to do. Today, I walked home in the rain. I was waiting for my father to pick me up from school at the funeral. He didn't show up. I waited 3 hours. He didn't show up. I called him from inside a store. Oh, I'm so sorry. I had totally forgotten to tell your grandmother to pick you up at the funeral home, he says. It's okay, I say. I walk home. In the rain. Gives me a chance to think about things. Depressing things. Only in the rain. When I get home, my cousin is in our room. We share a room because he's living with us. His name is Toby. He's a jerk. I know how he treats people. He's an egoistic son of a bitch. But anyways, it's time for dinner. And I forced the food down my throat. Spaghetti. Yum. Dad is there. Toby is there. I'm there. No one else. This is my family. Fucking father. Stupid cousin. Me. Lonely boy. Wow. Shit. Part two. After I finish eating, I excuse myself from the table, and I run upstairs and throw up everything into the toilet. Disgusting. I go to my room, and I sit on my bed, and I think. I always think a lot. I'm always thinking. Thinking about everything. Thinking about death. Thinking about life. Thinking about reality. Thinking about every problem that could but hasn't happened yet. Toby enters the room. He flies to his bed and he starts laughing. Bro, cuz you've gotta be kidding me. What? I question. Why do you always throw up your food? I enter a state of panic, but I react calmly. What do you mean? I ask. You think I can't notice these things? You're lucky that I haven't told your dad. He might just send you away again. He starts laughing. This makes me angry. It makes me so angry, I just want to kill him. I want to hurt everybody, but I can't. The only person I have in my reach is myself. And I've suffered long enough. So I run out of my room, grabbing my school bag with me, and I leave the house. Where am I off to? I don't know. Probably to take a walk somewhere. A park, maybe. Do you want more? This is another kind of poem type thing that I wrote. Friends don't answer phone. Probably because Brian is fucking his boyfriend. Or he's busy fucking his boyfriend. And what about David? Busy too. Fucking himself while he fucks his girlfriend. And what about Izzy? Fucking Gabriel. And Gabriel? Getting fucked by Izzy. And Danny? Fucking Jarrell. And Jarrell? Fucking Alyssa. And Alex? Touching some random girl's boobs? And that random girl having an affair with a guy named Brian? Who is cheating on Brian? Who is fucking his boyfriend? Who is gay because they're both guys? And me? Sitting on computer, bored, waiting for her friends to finish fucking. Okay. That's kind of weird. Do you want to keep going? Let's see. I really like the spaghetti for dinner. It was pretty intense, though. I feel like the spaghetti for dinner was really an in-depth examination of my psyche. Okay. I'm gonna pick another one now. Let's see. No poetry here. I'm looking through them. There's no poetry here. I was just a fucking child. I didn't fucking know shit. You know, when I wrote this stuff, I was, you know, when you think back to your childhood and you really think about the stuff that you said, some of it just really, I mean, most of it probably doesn't make any sense because just like, it doesn't make any fucking sense, to be honest. I read the stuff that I wrote when I was younger and it doesn't make any fucking sense to me. It makes me think that I was crazy, but I don't think I was. I think I was just a very creative, intelligent, and aware individual who was aware of things that other people weren't and just was struggling with them, and that's all. Ah, here it is. This is another one. This one is about dissociation. Have you ever had a time when you don't know how you feel? I feel like that now. I don't know if I should be happy or sad or angry or anything. Actually, I don't even know what I'm doing most of the time. Sometimes I'm thinking and I don't know about what. Sometimes I'm doing something and have my mind someplace else. Sometimes I'm thinking and I get lost, so I forget to come back. And then the people around me get mad. Sometimes they ask me what I'm thinking about. And I answer, I don't know. I really don't. Just random thoughts and various things that come to my head. They just come and go. Sometimes there would be one that I would have to think through. Sometimes I tell them what I'm thinking about. They say I'm stupid. They say I shouldn't be stuck in my head. They say I should pay attention to everything that happens around me. But you need to think. You just need to. What are the things I tell them? They are the most randomest things ever. Some things that aren't even related to what I'm doing at the moment. I love daydreaming. You can just forget about everything around you. Have everything how you want it. Then again, sometimes thinking can be bad. It can remind you of things you don't want to remember. Then you get caught up thinking only about that. Only one thing. There's nothing else to keep a thought away, yeah? And then there are so many thoughts going through your head at once. But that's only when you're worried. When you're worried, it makes every thought worse because you don't know what the hell you're gonna do. But if you're just thinking, it's like if you weren't thinking at all. You're like lost in your thoughts and there's nothing around you. Solving everything little by little. So why don't you think? Why don't they take time to think? Why? Why do they say I'm wasting my time? Can you answer? I really like that one. Was a lot of stuff. Should I keep going? How long has it been? Oh fuck. Oh shit, it's been almost 20 minutes. I think I should stop maybe at 30. It's not like you're gonna fucking hear this shit anyways, right? Trying to find more poetry. I have this other really good one. I got to admit that last one felt like prose. I write poetry, but I write prose in a poetry kind of form. It's prose, but it's kind of like poetry, but it's prose. It's, whatever. Okay. No poetry in this one. No prose resembling poetry. My bucket list. And it's my bucket list. My list of things to do before I die. 1. I want my sister to tell me that she loves me and mean it. That's it. There's nothing else there. I guess that was my only desire in life at that point. I can tell you now that I have a bucket list with like 50 things on it, actually. Let's see. This one talks about people denying my love for reading and my family, and everyone pretty much telling me not to read. It happened when I was growing up. I would read a lot, actually. I was really, really into reading, and it was my life. I would read all night. But the people that I was surrounded with didn't really appreciate that, and they thought that I wasn't spending enough time in the real world. They thought that I was using books as a way to escape reality. And it's true, I was. This is kind of crazy. But here I go. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read you this thing about people telling me to not read. Can you believe that? People telling me not to read? Okay. I just want to read. But right now, that's impossible. Not because it's annoying and I'm wasting time and I need to be awake and in this world. Well, guess what? I don't give a damn if you don't want me to read. I read because I want to, and I read because I do. And you can't tell me, stop reading. Well, actually you can, but I won't stop reading. Or, but I won't stop reading. Had the won't stop in capital letters. I have this other one about reading. It goes, hi everyone. I just woke up. It's 3:15. I was up late reading. I finished one of the books, and now I'm in half of the other one. Let me tell you, Someday This Pain is an amazing book. I'm only in chapter 6, and I love how James never says anything blank. Every sentence he speaks is meaningful and absolutely important and amazing. And you can actually understand his meaning, even if sometimes it won't make proper sense. It's just amazing. I loved reading. One of my favorite books was Someday This Pain Will Be Useful to You by, I think it was, is it Peter Cameron? I think it was. Let me see. Let me look it up. Someday. It was by... yes, Peter Cameron. This book was actually inspired by The Catcher in the Rye, and it is about this young adult guy who is just experiencing all these things and really hurting in life and experiencing things that he doesn't really understand, and going to therapy, discussing it, and talking about things that happened to him. And it's a really, really good story. I suggest it. Well, I suggested it back then. I actually don't know if it's a good story from this perspective, but might be something you're interested in. I don't know. If you like meaningful stories, it's fiction, but it's not fantasy. Let's see. What? Oh my god. I'm just finding some things that are just really strange, man. Okay. This one's called It's Not Me. Sigh, or I'm trying to look on the good side of things, but it's kind of not working. I was at Winn-Dixie, and then my dad all of a sudden gets mad. So then he starts screaming in my face, in front of everyone. And God, his face is scary. And then he drags me to the car. He doesn't talk. At first I thought that everything was okay again, but when we got home, he started screaming again, blaming all his shit on me. Oh yeah, there's also other stuff, but right now I really don't care. I want him to stop. And then he begs me to make him a cake. As if. Okay, I don't know. He asked me to make you a cake. I don't understand, but okay. Let's see. I hate my father. He comes home from work screaming at me. And then, since he has no one else, he blames all his problems on me. I already have things blamed on me, and sorry, but I can't have any more. Especially not from you. Current music, Aerosmith. Current mood, angry. Okay. Should I keep going? Maybe I'll just make a part two. I'll make a part two. If you have listened this far, I'm really glad that you enjoy my very pretty emotional and deep poetry and prose. And yeah, these are really emotional things. It's pretty fucking great, actually. Emotion is power. Emotion is strong. And it really speaks to being a human being and having emotion. Never forget that emotion is a part of being human, and it is fucking beautiful. It's fucking tragic, too. It's fucking disgusting. And it's fucking beautiful, you know? I'm gonna make a part two, because I don't want to ramble on, obviously. I want to find the poetry and read the poetry. But it might take a few seconds to find it. So I'll be back.